I'm going to play a song for you that is one of my favorite hymns. This is one of the most beloved songs on the planet. In fact, you could probably call this a global anthem. It's not just a hymn. This is a song that has made its rounds across every single country, and it is well loved by all. It's a folk hymn. It originally was written in 1855 by a Swedish minister named Carl Boberg. He was on a hike through the mountains of Sweden, and when he was up there, up come a storm, a big storm, that just poured and ripped through the sky with thunder and lightning and gale force winds, and he was nearly blown off of the mountain, he says. But the storm vanished as quickly as it came up, and all of a sudden the clouds parted and the sun began to shine. And he heard birds in the trees, and he could look in the distance and he saw the church spire above the tree line, and he could hear the bell tolling in the distance. He went home and he wrote a poem called Our Great God. Now, in 1907, there was a man from Germany traveling through. He was a German nobleman, very wealthy, and he heard this poem, and he translated it, because he liked it so much, into German. His name was Manfred von Glenn. He took that poem back to Germany, and it circulated among the upper class there. Well, in 1915, a man from Russia was traveling through Germany. His name was Ivan Prokhorov. And he heard this poem, and he liked it so much in German that he translated it into Russian. Well, he took it back to his country, and it began to spread all throughout the country and even to the surrounding regions. Well, in the 1930s, a man named Stuart K. Hines, a missionary who was serving in the Carpathian Mountains, was in Ukraine, and he heard this song as a folk song being sung among the locals. This folk song was beautiful to his ears, and so he translated it into English. And a translation into English made it, instead of Our Great God, How Great Thou Art. This song was then taken on his evangelistic tours, and it was sung in English, and it became such a well-loved hit that he penned another final verse that said, When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation. And he took this song to his revivals, and it caught on so much that by the 1950s, a young man named Billy Graham fell in love with this song, and he took it with him to all of his revivals and crusades. You know it in your hymn as How Great Thou Art, but in Swedish, it is O Stor God, Our Great God.
I see the stars, I hear the roaring thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to me, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. And I look down from a lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to me, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to me, How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think of God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. And on that cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me, how great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me, how great thou art. How great thou.
Amen. How great thou art. Just take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 145. I thought we could read this through together. It's a great praise psalm. God is just so great. Psalm 145. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Excuse me. Where it says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. And I will bless thy name forever and ever. Now that's kind of an unusual word, extol. And so with a little bit of research, I found out that it really means to praise, to glorify, to exalt God with great enthusiasm and admiration. And it was rooted in Hebrew words meaning to lift up or to mound up. It's an act of worship that acknowledges God's supreme power, majesty, and goodness. So basically, I will praise thee, God. I will magnify you, glorify you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of thy glorious honor, of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures through all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him. All the wicked he shall destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Father, truly, how great you are. How wonderful you've been to us, Lord, through the years and honestly throughout history, since the beginning and right up to this point in time, Father. We just magnify and praise your great name. We thank you, God, that we are who we are and that our days can be filled with praise and thanksgiving to you. In spite of anything that's going on around us, we offer our lives and our hearts to you, Father, just as an expression of our love for you. I know we can never repay you, Father, but we just want to tell you how good you have been to us and how you continue to be, and what a great hope and future and expectation that we have as your sons and daughters. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.